The Girl Who Never Was, Memoirs of a Survivor by June Unknown. The Knock on My Door That Changed Everything. I didn't make it past my first year of art school, away from home for the first time, living on my own, surrounded by men. You can probably guess why. Dr. Helen, my foster mom, had taught me how to appropriately interact with guys, at least enough to get me through adolescence. But she died of a heart attack the summer before I started college, and now she was gone. I tried to keep her words alive in my memory, but they were soon overridden by anxiety and a need to seek comfort the only way I'd ever learned how, in the arms of a man. The girls my age avoided me, sensing I only pretended to be like them. The guys my age quickly figured out I was an easy mark, passive, willing to do anything they wanted. A cheap date, they thought. But my needs went much deeper, and I began to turn to the older men on campus. My professors, the TAs, even the doctor who ran the student health clinic and the campus minister. No one was off limits if I thought they could give me what I craved. The security I'd felt as a child, when it was just me and Daddy. 10 months later, I was miserable. Every relationship, whether a one-night stand or a month-long fling, had ended the same way, with them walking out and me feeling dirty, wretched, and alone. It didn't help that every single man told me it was my fault, blamed me for starting things, seducing them. They were the innocent pawns, and I was some kind of manipulative schemer, out to ruin their lives with my clinginess and neediness. It was during that year that I, for the first time in years, began to have flashes of memory. Me and Daddy. The way he smelled when he wrapped his arms around me at night. The rough scrape of his beard stubble against my skin. The smiles I'd worked so very hard to earn. I thought maybe I was going mad. I ran away from school and used the inheritance Helen had left me to flee to her cottage in the Low Country of South Carolina. She used to take me there for vacation, and I'd fallen in love with the quiet of life on the water, the color and light blossoming on my palette and in my paintings. Now that she was dead, leaving me as her only family, how pathetic was that? A woman with no family trying to raise a girl with no concept of family? The cottage was mine. There, busy painting, alone, I felt almost at peace. Until one day there was a knock on the door. At first, I didn't hear it. I was so enmeshed in creating the exact pale yellow of the sky at dawn that morning. But it came again, louder this time, jolting me from a cloud of pigment. My mind still filled with sunlight and dawn mist. I stumbled to the door and opened it without thought. 2 men stood there. A white man with dark, wavy hair, wearing a dark-colored suit that was already wrinkling from the heat and humidity. With him was a black man in his 40s, wearing slacks and a polo shirt, along with a pistol at his waist. "This is FBI Special Agent Isaac Walden," the first man made introductions. His voice was as warm as that elusive morning sunlight I'd been struggling to capture. Reassuring beyond his years, he wasn't that much older than I was. It made me forget my original intention of making an excuse and shutting the door. Instead, I leaned toward him, anxious to hear more.
"I'm Assistant U.S. Attorney Seth Bernhardt. Are you June 4th? They held up IDs, and I nodded numbly as I examined them. It's funny what goes through your mind when something totally unexpected happens. I'm not sure why, but my first thought wasn't of Daddy. Rather, it was of my mother, a woman I'd never met. At least, I never remembered meeting. I didn't even know what mothers were until I figured it out for myself watching TV. I was old enough to know better than to ask, even when Daddy gave me permission to speak. Somehow, I knew any talk of mothers would make him angry at me for being a bad girl. Yet, now, in this moment, facing these men, I blurted out,
You found her. You found my mother.
The two men glanced at each other. Seth. Somehow in my mind, he was already Seth. Especially after my words turned his expression sorrowful, his shoulders drooping as if I'd given him an extra burden to carry. No. We're here to talk about the man who raised you when you were young. Could we come inside? And that was the start of it. We sat at my kitchen table drinking sweet tea, me apologizing for the mess since there were half-finished paintings and sketching materials covering every surface. No one except Helen had ever been inside the cottage with me before, and I had no idea how to play hostess to men like these. They were uncomfortable, stiff at first, skirting around the issue of Daddy. But Helen had prepared me well. I knew someday this would happen. Men in suits wanting to know the details. More than that, they had pictures and videos. From the time I was a baby to when I was 10 and he left me at the mall. Said, thanks to new computer technology, they'd finally figured out that the girl abandoned in the mall that June day was the same girl in those images. Me. I was 19 and knew enough to understand exactly what they were saying. I wasn't even surprised, thanks to Helen. But I was curious. Why? I asked. Why come to me now, after all this time? The black man remained silent as he had for most of the conversation. But Seth leaned forward, his gaze meeting mine, seeing my agitation and silently asking permission. Then he placed his hand over mine. It felt good, warm, protective, like I was a part of something bigger than just me alone. If I was honest with myself, I would have realized that it felt a lot like being with Daddy. Because, he said, his voice low and soothing, yet still filled with power. If you're willing, if you're strong enough to face the men who have entertained themselves by collecting your images all these years, I'd like to put you on the witness stand. I frowned. Even Helen had never been able to help me sort out my feelings about the possibility that Daddy had shared his pictures and films with strangers. Daddy loved me, and that was a fact. It was also a fact that he'd been a bad man. Evil. Some people would have called him. But I could never think of him that way. Not even now, knowing the truth that I never understood as a child. Me? Testify? I don't know those men. It wasn't the going to court that had my mind whirling. It was the thought that being in court, in front of the TV cameras and sketch artists and reporters, that maybe Daddy would see. Maybe he would find me after all these years. I took a sip of tea, but couldn't taste it. How did I feel about that? About Daddy coming back into my life? I had no idea. Fear, excitement, dread, ecstasy, anger. None of Dr. Helen's names for emotions fit. Not a single one. They all pinched like those two small shoes Daddy had dressed me in that last day. I've already gotten my convictions, Seth was saying. What I want is for you to go on record, explaining how much damage they've done to you, how your life has changed because of what your father did, how the fact that men like him gain pleasure from looking at those images of you has forever impacted you. What good would it do? It will help me to convince the judge to give them the maximum sentence so they can't ever hurt another child again. I almost said no. I wanted to say no. The last thing I ever, ever wanted to do was to face the men who had seen the intimate moments Daddy and I shared. I was old enough, 19, to understand how awful it was, the things in those pictures and videos. But no amount of time could ever make me hate Daddy. He didn't do anything to me. We'd done things together. He loved me the only way he could. But those men, the strangers who paid to see what should have been private between me and Daddy,
Those men, I hated. The word for my emotions came and it fit along with more. Those men, prying into private moments, stealing bits and pieces of my life, they were the ones who made me feel ashamed. Dirty. They deserved to be punished. Would it really make a difference? I asked, my voice sounding as soft and uncertain as a child's. Seth squeezed my hand. I felt safe with him. He would protect me. Yes, he said. I think it will. I think together we might be able to make a huge difference. He had me at together. I'll do it.